And now, back to the show. Here's Jen and Truda.
How many of us have had our windows open the past weekend?
Oh,
me.
Oh, nice.
So good, isn't it?
I took a nap on the deck Saturday afternoon. Just on the lawn furniture.
I fell asleep on the couch with the sun coming in.
Yep.
I was out. Just like 5 seconds.
Shorts all weekend long.
Cat in the sun.
My legs have been out all weekend since Friday.
Wow,
you're welcome.
Look at you.
Yeah.
That's what that sight was. The blinding.
I decided to spare you today, even though it's 1,000 degrees in here now.
No, it feels good.
It was already 61 when I got in my car this morning at 4:15.
Yeah. Should be pretty nice today. And near 70. Chance of rain coming in. About 40% chance on and off today. Another rain shower about an hour from now. But man. Here we go.
I should have brought in some leftover hamburgers and brats. We grilled out in February. We grilled out. I love it.
Well, and we normally would, but it'd be 20 degrees out.
Sure. Yeah. You would just brave the cold.
I mean, there's
and
no aversion to grilling in February. It's just that we're 50 degrees apart from where we normally are.
Normally, I can't sit outside to eat it. It's the difference.
Right.
Oh, it'd be okay if this was winter
fantastic.
For me.
I'll take that. We'll jump right to spring, shall we? Well, it's Monday, the 20th of February. President's Day around. Here's Jen with 10 items or less.
Today is President's Day, but thousands are expected to demonstrate against President Trump in dozens of Not My President's Day rallies nationwide. More than 13,000 Facebook users plan to participate in a rally in Manhattan's Central Park. During his rally in Florida on Saturday, I don't know why I love this story, President Trump said, "You look at what's happening in Germany. You look at what's happening last night in Sweden. Sweden. Who would believe this? Sweden. They took in large numbers. They're having problems like they never thought possible." Well, there's about 24 hours of confusion about what he meant, as there was no terrorist incident in Sweden on Friday. Trump did provide an answer. He said, "My statement as to what's happening in Sweden was in reference to a story that was broadcast on Fox News concerning immigrants and Sweden."
Well, there's...
I say the story was likely an interview with a documentarian whose latest film examines Sweden's crime rate and whether it's related to the nation's open-door policy toward refugees.
Butts are funny.
YouTube going to make sure you won't have to wait for a 30-second ad to end before you watch a video, but you'll have to wait until next year. YouTube announced late last week that it will end its 30-second pre-roll ad format without a skip button. That change, scheduled to start in 2018, won't mean the end of ads before videos. YouTube will continue showing 15- and 20-second ads without a skip button. Anthony Davis is coming off the NBA All-Star Game with a record 52 points as the Western Conference defeated the Eastern Conference. Listen to the score here. 192-182.
What?
In New Orleans.
Did they have that 10-point ball like they did in Rock and Jock?
It's like basketball.
Is that the, right?
192-182.
Do they get home advantage during the World Series now? Is that what happens?
Some killer defense happening in that game. Marriage rates in the U.S. are at their lowest point since at least 1920. Half of Americans 18 and older were married in 2015, according to a Pew Research Center report. That's down from 72% in 1960. The study also found Americans are staying single longer. Shaylee.
Hi.
With the average age of women getting married for the first time at 27.4. For men, it's nearly 30 years old. While marriage rates are declining, there's no slowdown in dating. The number of 18 to 24-year-olds using online dating sites tripled in the 2 years from 2013 to 2015.
My dad says you don't hustle on defense, except during the playoffs. You tell your dad I bust my butt every single night.
192 to 182.
You name that movie, Shaylee.
I've got nothing.
Okay.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Saturday, February 25th. That is this Saturday. Power and Light District going to be celebrating Mardi Gras. Going to have contests, fire jugglers, street performers, beads, masks, and more. I don't know what it takes to get those beads. You can figure that out. Mardi Gras this Saturday. You want to go? You want some free tickets? We've got them for you. 576-7102. You have to know the answer to this question. Just over 10% of people have tried to do this, but gave up and ended up calling a professional. What have over 10% of people tried to do, but then they gave up and ended up calling in the pro?
God, I would think that it would apply to so much.
Let me tell you, this is not involving your house. Let's start with that as a hint.
Okay.
This does not involve your house, okay?
All right.
Something 10% of people have tried to do, gave up, called the pro. I would never do this. 576-7102.
Like, you would never even attempt this thing first off?
Oh, no.
Oh, really?
Oh.
No, you go.
Judging by her reaction, that makes me a little nervous.
You go professional for this.
For the
all the time, every time, straight off the bat.
Yes, I don't know why you wouldn't.
Okay.
I can't believe that one in, so one in 10 people has tried this on their own. That scares me.
That's why it's Jen's impossible question, 5767102. You've got an answer for it. Not to do with the house, right?
It's not a house project. It's nothing like that. It's not plumbing. It's not electric. Nothing like that.
Okay. All right. We'll just have to see what people say here. So we'll get the calls right here in a second. Joey's getting those right now. And we'll get a winner. By the way, does that make Ash Wednesday next week?
Is that coming up already?
Is that
if
right?
If that means this is Mardi Gras, does that mean that Fat Tuesday and Ash Wednesday is next week?
I feel like it was late this year, Fat Tuesday.
Well, I guess
February
so would be.
February 28th, Fat Tuesday.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Okay. I guess it is relatively late as far as Fat Tuesdays go and such. All right, let's do this. Here is Josh and Lee Summit. Josh, good morning. What's your guess here?
I'm going to say give yourself a tattoo.
Oh, that's a great guess. That's not air.
You got to go pro with that every time.
No. All right.
There's a lot of do-it-yourself tattoos.
Shawnee, here's Cindy. What do you think, Cindy?
Color their hair.
Oh, sure. We all do that. No. Nope, not it.
Okay.
I think you could do that on your own, possibly.
Yeah.
Nancy in Kansas City. Good morning, Nancy. What's your guess?
Fix your car.
Oh, the car. Nope, not it.
I think a lot of people qualified to kind of do that on their own.
Yeah, a little tinkering on the car.
James, you're in KC. What's your guess?
Hello?
James?
Maybe,
hello, my man?
Maybe James did this and that's why he can't talk. Hint number two.
Oh, my.
Okay. Wow. Let's see here. There's Melanie in Lexington. Good morning, Melanie.
Good morning.
All right, what's your guess here?
I'm going to say pull your own tooth.
Yes, dental work.
What?
Oh, really?
Yes.
Just over 10% of people have tried to do their own dental work.
I work in healthcare, so I know.
Whoa, what have you seen?
Actually, I'm an ICU nurse, so I've pretty much seen it all.
People are trying to pull their own teeth. They're trying to do what? Fill
what,
cavities?
Stitch themselves up.
Yep, seen it. I've seen it all.
And there's actually, if you Google it, there's a whole DIY dentistry section.
No.
Like, that's
what?
A whole
no,
Google thing.
That's not.
I got 64 million results, DIY dentistry. People trying to perform it on themselves. That sounds like a terrible idea.
It is a very terrible idea.
Have you ever seen it been successful? Have you ever seen someone successfully do something and be like...
I actually have.
Really?
Sadly.
Oh, wow.
The old time.
So you really have seen it all.
Yeah, and what's sad is I'm like, will they try it again?
Yeah.
Probably.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, if it worked the first time.
Yeah, good the first time around.
Well, you got it. We're going to send you to Mardi Gras Power and Light District this Saturday.
So I was born at U2 Memorial Hospital. All right.
Oh, I got this. No problem.
All right, Melanie, hold on for a second. Joey, get the info from you there.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
We will send somebody to New York. Tomorrow we're picking the winner. We will get someone qualified in just a minute. But first, the Lego Batman movie is this weekend's top movie in North America for the second straight week, earning just over $34 million. It's expected to gross $109 million by the end of today. Coming in second, 50 Shades Darker, which made $21 million. Rounding out this week's top five, The Great Wall, John Wick, Chapter 2, and Fist Fight.
And here we go on Oscar week, right?
Yeah.
This is it.
That's
Sunday's
Sunday,
the big day.
Very exciting.
I need to see some of these films. We still haven't.
You never saw La La Land, did you?
No, we never made it.
No, but he rocks out to the soundtrack.
I do.
Pop superstar Mariah Carey is finally confirming that one of her backup dancers, Brian Tanaka, is her new boyfriend. The diva made the relationship official during an interview last week while admitting she just doesn't feel comfortable talking about her personal life. Rumors of the relationship began to spread. I know. No, I know. That makes no sense.
Reality show?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay.
That.
Same guy from the reality show.
Okay.
Yeah, apparently she posted an Instagram picture with the two drinking champagne in a tub on Valentine's Day. But she doesn't feel comfortable sharing her personal life.
I have never done that. I share a lot of things, but not that.
She has also told the Associated Press that she feels unfairly treated after her New Year's Eve performance.
I didn't obsess over the New Year's Eve thing because, I mean, I was upset about the fact that people didn't understand. But it's like, I can only explain it like this to you. I don't know, with all those dancers around who didn't stop and dance me off the stage, I don't know what they were thinking. I mean, God bless them, but it just caused me like just a wreck of a New Year's Eve, and that's fine. As long as they didn't ruin anybody else's holiday, then I'm good. If they got a little laugh out of it, then that's fine.
But I'm not obsessing over it.
Wait, it's her backup dancer's fault for not dancing her off the stage?
Apparently so.
She's the professional that's been in this business since she was 8 months old. Figure it out.
I'm looking at this picture from Valentine's Day, and I'm so confused.
Of them in the hot tub?
Yes.
Drinking champagne?
I just don't get it.
Oh, over Mariah Carey. Justin Timberlake is crediting legendary singer-songwriter Bill Withers for his inspiration and the inspiring his huge hit Can't Stop the Feeling. Timberlake literally bowed before Withers at this weekend's panel discussion for the film Trolls, presented by the Songwriters Hall of Fame. Specifically, Timberlake credited Withers' classic Lovely Day with inspiring his Oscar-nominated single. Timberlake is scheduled to perform his song at this Sunday's Academy Awards.
And by the way, also told the panel over the weekend, you guys will be very happy about this new music on the way.
I've known Max for years, and then in the process, I mean, we literally came from the studio tonight to come to this Q&A. Like, we're going back after this. Like, there's a ton of music that we're making right now, and I'm just so excited about it.
New JT on the way, then.
Be watching him Sunday as well at the Oscars. Now, something happening in just a few weeks. The big New York premiere of the movie The Shack. Sam Worthington, Octavia Spencer. We're sending somebody February 27th. We're going to fly you out to New York. You're going to see the premiere, stay at a Fancy Pants hotel there in New York. If you want to go, we're going to get you qualified right now. We are picking the winner tomorrow. So get in on this now. 576-7102, caller 12. You're qualified for that getaway to New York.
576-7102. Good luck.
And something without warning love bears heavy on my mind. Then I look at you.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Coming up in a second here, we're going to want to talk to people who have performed their own medical procedures. 576-7102. If you've performed dentistry on yourself or some other type of medical procedure on your own, we want to talk with you.
Well, we found the statistic this morning that just over 10% of people have tried to do their own dental work but ended up calling a pro. 1 in 10 people.
It seems like a lot.
Have you ever done that, Trudeau?
Oh, God, no. You know, and you know what that reminds me of is Castaway.
Oh,
You've seen that, where he gets the tooth and
yeah.
he's going to knock it out with the ice skate. And
I mean,
that alone kills me, and that's a movie.
Maybe if I'm the last person on Earth and I'm stranded on an island, then I would attempt it if I were in severe pain. Maybe.
I mean, I got a splinter out of my hand once.
You're right. That's about as close as it's come.
That's about as much as I'm going to do.
Yeah.
I just read this story online that said this woman, Tamara, grabbed a metal nail file, stood in front of the bathroom mirror, got to work.
No.
5 minutes of industrious scraping later, the job was done.
Uh-uh.
The chip in her front tooth was no longer visible, so she scraped.
Wait, she filed it down?
She filed down the chip in her tooth with a metal nail file. There are an insane amount of videos of people doing their own dental work online, by the way.
Okay. All right.
Oh.
Let's go to KCMO. Here's Cheryl. Cheryl, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. It says your husband pulls his own teeth, huh?
He actually has done that twice in the last 6 months. He had a couple molars and he was on the road. And, you know, he just did it himself. I couldn't believe it. I cringe every time I talk about it because I just cannot imagine pulling my own tooth, but he did it.
And so is he like tying the old rope to the doorknob and slamming the door shut? What's he doing?
No, he found a place where he could pick up a pair of pliers, and he did it. And he said the first time he did it, it hurt so bad he'd stop. But then it was hurting him so bad anyway that he just went back in and pulled it. And I was like, oh, my God, I can't believe you did that.
Is he using any form of numbing, like even whiskey? Is he numbing in any way, shape, or form?
Well, he might have numbed it with a little whiskey. I'm not certain on that, but I was just like, you know, what if, you know, I was reading online because I thought, you know, are you supposed to do that? Which really not, but, you know, if there was any sort of infection or anything, it could have gone into his bloodstream. And,
oh,
but
man.
He's been fine, and he healed up fine. I was just like, oh, my God, I would never I'd pass out.
So even after he did it, he didn't feel like he should go to a dentist to have him check it over
right.
or look at anything?
Nope.
Or
nope, he's not been once.
Just grab the old pliers from the garage, take
it
out.
It's going to be funny when he goes because I wonder if they'll be able to tell, you know?
Right. Oh, man.
Gosh.
Well, I'm glad he's all right.
Me too. I was like, please don't ever do that again.
No.
Yeah, and you're like, don't do that to me. I'm going to the dentist.
I'll pay for it. Thank you.
Thanks for the call.
Thanks. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye. Let's go to Robin here, who's in Lenexa. Robin,
Hello.
You work with your own stitches? What's the deal
yeah,
here?
Yeah, well, on my leg, I had an abscess that was like, a hardened...
I don't need a lot of detail here.
But it was getting in the way, so I cut it open, scraped it out.
Okay.
Washed it out with... And yes, I'd used whiskey before I cut it.
Sure, yeah.
And stitched it up.
What did you use to stitch it?
Coat thread.
Coat thread.
Needle and thread. Now, I will say I did pull out my own stitches, but I think you're supposed to do that. After I tore my ACL and had the knee surgery, it was all stitched up. I did pull out my stitches.
See, I didn't have ones that I had to pull out.
Oh.
They were the dissolving.
Yeah. But I think that's
normal. Yeah.
How long did you leave it in then? How did you know it was all done?
I left it in for, I don't know, probably 2-3 weeks.
Yeah. Then went back
and then
cut them out.
Yep.
Did it seem to heal up okay?
Yeah, it's fine. Oh. Haven't had a problem with it since.
And you just did a regular needle and just went through and boom, boom, boom?
Yep. Did a nice little whip stitch on it.
Were you a Boy Scout growing up?
No, I was never a Boy Scout.
By the way, I got a coat you can tailor if you want.
Wow, do it
now,
yourself.
What's funny, I can't sew fabric, but I can sew flesh.
Oh, Buffalo Bill. Thanks a lot.
Yikes.
All right, you guys have a good day.
You too.
All right, buddy, you too.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Liberty Hall, right?
That's a great venue, yeah.
5767102, we'll play.
Head over to Free State, grab yourself a beverage.
That's a good venue.
I've never been there.
Venue.
You've never been to Free State?
No.
Or Liberty Hall, what are you talking
both,
about?
Both,
or Lawrence.
Actually. No, I've been to Lawrence, but I haven't been to
Free State?
No.
Oh, we're going.
What does that mean?
It's a brewery.
It's Free State Brewery.
Oh, okay.
How have you never indulged in these beverages?
Because I'm not really much of a beer drinker.
Ah, that would explain that.
Well, yeah, well,
we're
guess
going.
You better do that too before your little Whole 30 thing, right?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
We're starting this Whole 30 challenge on Thursday. I'm very excited. You can join.
I don't know. I've heard you guys talk during the commercials.
I am because I got my assessment done Saturday, where they check your weight and all your measurements, and then
okay.
they recheck all of that at the end of this challenge.
Okay.
And I'm excited to see what progress I make in 30 days. You can join Shaylee and I on this, by the way. The Whole 30 Challenge. If you go to evolvepaleochef.com, sign up for the Whole 30 Challenge. It's an awesome way to eat clean.
And I have the ultimate in faith in you guys, too.
Detox.
I just know that it's going to happen through Shaylee's birthday,
yes.
Mardi Gras,
you can't
and
have
St. Patrick's Day.
Mm-hmm. True.
Yeah, this is going to be a test of willpower for me.
No
ultimate
alcohol.
Test.
But I'm also so competitive that if Jen wasn't doing this, I wouldn't be able to do it.
Yeah.
So.
We're going to do it together, and we're going to look crazy good at the end of it, and our bodies are going to feel good.
If we don't, I'm going to cry, but I have a feeling we will. Because
so
here's
again,
the thing, is that I'm not going to be able to go out to happy hours every night. I'm going to have to go to the gym.
Two of the three people in this room, then, are going to look good.
All right, let's give away these JoJo
I'm
tickets.
Just going to be left out here.
You can do it with us.
Getting our last contestant here now. Get a couple people on the phone, so there we go. We are all set. We'll start with Adrian in Olathe. Good morning, Adrian.
Hello, good morning.
You want to go see JoJo in Lawrence, do you?
Yes, I do.
All right, we're going to see if you can figure out which one of us is lying, okay? We're each going to go around the room and say the last thing that made us cry. You have to decide which one of us is lying, okay?
Okay.
For me, I was really, really sick, and I could not even get out of bed. I was in bed for at least 24 hours solid. My husband did not come and check on me, and I started crying in bed because I was sick and alone. Shaylee, let's move to you. What's the last thing that made you cry?
My favorite show, which I don't know why I watch it every week, because it makes me cry, This Is Us.
Mm-hmm.
Every single episode.
Cried at the last episode. Mm-hmm. Joey?
That scene in Toy Story 2 when Jesse is just singing about missing Emily.
Oh, Joey, how about you? Trudeau, what's the last thing that made you cry?
I was watching my new favorite show, Victoria, on PBS, and because I love the royalty so much, it just brought a tear to my eye about how great the pageantry was.
Aww. All the feels.
Yep.
Adrian, who do you think is lying?
Let's see. I don't know. I would have to go with Toy Story.
Is that correct, Joey?
That hits me every time.
He actually cried at Toy Story.
He was tearing up when he was telling us about it.
Adrian, hang on the phone,
I fought tears on that one.
Yeah, you hold on for 1 second. Let's go to Jamie in Kansas City, Kansas. Jamie, good morning.
Jamie, did you hear your choices?
I did.
Okay.
I'm going with Victoria.
Truda?
Yes. That is true.
Yes.
That is true. As
you
much as
it.
I would like to, I have not yet shed a tear for Victoria. So.
The rest of us, a bunch of crying crazy kids. All right, you got it. We're going to send you to see JoJo Liberty Hall in Lawrence, March 3rd.
All right, you're welcome. Hold on for 1 second there. Now, had I been able to give the real one, and I was designated to be the liar this time, but the pet telethon last night when Gary Lezak was talking about Breezy,
yes.
And I was like, oh, just a ball of tears. Like, oh, my gosh.
Yes, I watched that as well.
Yeah.
Dogs get you every time.
They do.
I had to turn it because otherwise I was going to start crying.
Right. I'm like, oh, man, Gary, my heart goes out to you. I know how that feels. It's bad. But I was heartened to see that they made their goal last night of $130,000.
Yep.
It was awesome.
And where does the money go?
It's the Humane Society of Greater Kansas City.
Excellent.
Yeah.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
It's driving nuts that Jen looks at our numbers on our Facebook and our Twitter accounts every single day.
Well,
every
no, multiple day. Multiple times
it's
a day.
Driving
yeah.
me
she,
insane.
She like sits here and hits F5 refresh over and over and over again.
Because on Twitter, we are at 698. So it drives me insane that we can't cross that 700 threshold. So if someone is on Twitter right now, if you got your phone out or you're on your laptop, can you please follow KC102 Radio? Just go on Twitter, follow KC102 Radio. All we need is two more people to follow us. That's
Does it bother you that I just moved your
no,
papers?
No, because I could see you doing it out of the corner of my eye, and now you do it so much that I'm over it.
See, look at I'm helping you in your
no,
OCD.
No, look at that. Right.
You're welcome.
No, see, I want to throw out there 5767102. What are your crazy OCD things and quirks that hang you up out there?
You know what mine is? I will admit I do have one. When I play Monopoly, I have to be the property person, and it has to be in every single order.
Hold on. Let's start. How often are you playing Monopoly in 2017? Can we start with
right?
every Christmas my aunt
that
and I
is
play?
That's a long game.
So once a year,
one
maybe
time
twice.
A year. Can I tell you just how crazy it is the one time a year this thing happens?
I'm not very OCD, so.
And we got one follow there. Thank you.
I know.
Chris.
I saw that.
Oh, thank you.
All right.
Okay.
We need one more.
Someone, please. It's KC102 Radio if you could follow us on Twitter. I can't do number 13 on anything. Like, the volume on TV cannot be at 13.
What?
I can't open the microwave if there's 13 seconds left.
No way.
Nothing can be on 13. And that, I don't...
Is
I'm
it
not,
just a luck thing?
I
Is
guess.
It, are you that superstitious about it?
For some reason, 13...
Wouldn't it be awesome if one of our kids was born on the 13th?
Oh, that would have been a struggle.
April 13th. That's Addie was born.
Oh.
We consider that to be our lucky number.
That would have been a struggle for me. 13 freaks me out.
Sarah in Prairie Village, what is your crazy OCD thing?
My crazy OCD thing is numbers. It has to be an even number. Otherwise, other than like 3 and 7.
Uh-huh.
Other than that, it has to be an even number.
And what is your belief now? If it's not, what do you think will happen?
I don't want to know what would happen.
Yes, that's how I am. I'm afraid something in my day will be thrown off.
So,
yes.
Like, what needs to be even? Such like volumes and
volumes
numbers.
Of the TV. Yep. What my husband does.
What so happens when you go to like a building and they go, "Well, we're up on the 7th floor." You go, "Ah, ha, ha, thanks. I'll find somebody else."
I don't. That really doesn't bother me very much, but just numbers in general.
Do you have to have it on an odd time when you set like an alarm or?
It has to be like 7:32 or things like that.
Yeah. No, I'm with you. I'm weird with numbers. This morning it freaked me out because I have to reset the alarm for my husband. So it goes off at 4 for me and then I reset it for 7:10 for him.
Okay.
And if it goes past, like this morning it went to 7:12 instead of 7:10, I had to go all the way back through it again because I couldn't have it be on 12. It had to be on 7:10.
See, and 12 is my lucky number.
So weird. It makes no sense.
Sarah, thank you for the call. Appreciate it.
You're very welcome.
All right, 5767102 if anybody has any other weird, random little OCD quirks.
By the way, we just jumped up hardcore on Twitter. Thank you. I appreciate that greatly.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Talking about weird OCD things because I can't leave my volume on the TV at 13. I can't open the microwave at 13. I have some weird quirks.
Dude, I just discovered I had one. I forgot.
You forgot?
I try to match up the color of the clothing with the color of the coat hanger, of the hanger, clothes hanger.
You have different colored clothes hangers.
We do, yes.
And you match the clothing to the hanger.
That's right. So blue for blue shirts, red for red shirts, gray on gray.
5767102.
What? That's a good thing, isn't it?
That's weird. It's a little out there. I don't know that I would take
and turn your
to
volume to 14 to avoid 13, isn't?
I didn't say it wasn't weird. I'd do it for sure.
What if it's one too loud, though?
That struggle is real. I'm not kidding. There are times, because 13 is the perfect volume on the TV, and it drives me insane, so I have to listen a little quiet or a little loud.
Now, here's my question for you, though. What if your husband changes it, and you don't see that it's on 13?
Well, then I wouldn't know.
Oh, okay.
What you don't know doesn't hurt
you. It doesn't affect her, right? Let's go to Liberty. This is Aaron. Good morning, Aaron. You're on the show.
Morning.
What's your crazy, weird quirk?
Okay, when I empty the dishwasher, all the glasses have to be facing the same direction. So if they're patterned, they have to match up exactly perfectly. And the plain ones go in the very back. And then if there's color ones, they're second. Then patterns are third.
Now, what if your husband unloads the dishwasher and does not do them that way?
No, not always. And I have to fix it. Otherwise, I can't handle it.
Yes.
I cannot handle it. My kids are now trained. They do it the right way. And my daughter, who goes to college, she has taken on this challenge as well.
Well, I was going to say trained, or is that your husband's excuse for not doing the dishes then? Like,
right.
Well, you know what? I just can't do this right. I'm out.
He does that sometimes. And sometimes I let it fly. Other times I'm like, I don't care. Do it. I'll fix it later.
And now, have you had a moment where it wasn't done right and then something happened and you really did blame it on that?
No, because I don't let it happen.
Thanks for the call.
Awesome stuff. Thank you, Aaron. Hey, Sierra, what do you do that's crazy quirky?
I hate having open cabinets and dresser drawers. Just drives me crazy.
Aha, the open cabinet, yes.
Okay, right. And within the cabinet, do things have to line up right? Does everything have to be folded neatly in order, put back in one place, front and face, like a store?
Cups, too. Definitely cups.
Cups, uh-huh. Yeah.
How long has this been? When do you remember starting this?
It's been that way since I was a child.
Yeah.
But, I mean, when I grew up, that's just how my house was. My mom, she always had everything orderly and... even bedroom doors, I hated doors being open. I'm not as bad on that anymore because I've got kids and they kind of did that for me.
Yeah. That drives me nuts from the cost perspective of like, the heater's on. Close your closet door. We're wasting heat. You don't need to heat your closet.
Which is crazy anyway because Jen has it set at 52.
It's
so
right.
I don't know what she's heating anyway, but that's fine.
Hey, thanks for the call.
No problem. Thank you.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.